Governor Jim Doyle has pegged the size of the budget shortfall at around $5.4 billion. That's largely because his office predicts tax revenue will actually go down. But more than half of the shortfall actually comes from increased funding state agencies are asking for. Racine Republican Robin Voss says the numbers are still hard to nail down at this point because they're largely based on what the state thinks people are going to spend over the holidays. Voss says that could turn out better than expected, or it could be worse.
I know that some people have said that this includes the agency's wish list and that there's some wiggle room in there, but even if we assume that there's 20% of wiggle room, we're still talking about a deficit of $4.5 billion, which is a whole lot more than we can really afford if it's just an answer of increasing taxes to pay for it.
Voss says he appreciates the governor's efforts to start balancing the budget by selling state cars and stopping $30 million in state grants. Voss says to get the rest of the way, the state should identify its priorities and cut back on programs that are less crucial.
That's how I would help to solve the deficit. I think that they're going to take the easy way out, which is, once again, just to say families need to send their money to Madison.
The they Voss is referencing there includes not only the governor's administration, but also Democrats who run both the Senate and Assembly. Republicans will largely be relegated to the sidelines during next year's budget talks, but Voss says they'll still be able to point out to the public how things could have been different if the GOP were in control. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.